broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Police say Father Alexius was merely lost and asking for help when he pulled into...
Well, it makes me think of my grandfather who served at Anzio in World War II.
He had just been squatting and stood up. And, it, you know, if you've ever been out to one of our ranges, like a pop...
Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back.
George Bush doesn't care about...
Syria.
Cat urine!
World famous Phil Hendry show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is the bitch here. And where through the looking glass we go each and every night on our trek toward wherever the hell it is we're going, man. Just a good time, really, is all we're looking to have. Coming up this hour, we have Jeff Dowder. Jeff is a gamer. He's going to be talking with us about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Also later in the program, a man gets tasered six times. We wanted to talk to you about that last night, but, you know, couldn't load the night up with a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, that would have been great, though.
All right, well, maybe we'll get to it tonight. And the Vatican looks for aliens. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Now, before we get... Jeff Dowder on the phone here, and he is a competitive gamer, and by that I mean these video games, Xbox, so forth, PlayStation, 360. You know the games. If you have kids, and if you play them yourself, you know what I'm talking about. This new game called Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, or as it is known out on the street, Call of Duty 4. This is obviously one in a series of games called Call of Duty. And it's very graphic. One of the scenes that appeared online and was prominent on YouTube has to do with the player, joining a group of terrorists as they walk into an airport and gun down. And let me tell you, obviously the graphics and the animation has gotten so good that you'd swear to God you're looking at a film of some kind, or you're looking at an actual videotape or filmed reenactment by living actors. It's you. Sometimes you do a double take. Are these real people? Or this animated? Is this an animated clip? In this clip from Call of Duty 4, the player kills civilians in a Russian airport in this very controversial scene. You get the general idea. You're getting the general idea there. That is a graphic scene, and you can hear the screams of civilians as these terrorists, these men with these automatic weapons, move through this security line after killing everybody in the security line. They move on down toward the gate section, and they're just basically shooting everything that moves, including people who are obviously wounded, attempting to get back to their feet, and they're gunned down and killed. Joining us from Temple City, California, is Jeff Dowder. Jeff's familiar with this game and other games in this particular genre. Jeff, thanks for joining us this evening.
I'm very happy to do it. I'm happy to maybe possibly clear up some misconceptions.
All right. Well, what am I missing about this game?
Well, I think what's been missed by the media in general on this game is that it affords those of us who may have a political point of view that's sympathetic, and, you know, if we can just sort of lift the judgment from this for just a second and look at this from an objective point of view, if there's people that are sympathetic to the political aim, say, of so-called terrorists, you can engage as a terrorist, if you see terrorism as a legitimate political tool, but you are not willing to you know, encounter the military or police, or to deal with civilian, you know, police authority. So you're able to practice the political tool of terrorism, and at the same time, and do it on a daily basis, if not an hourly basis, the same way any other terrorist, if I can use that word, would do it. And you do not have to suffer the intrusion or the action of police authority. And so,
are you saying that you agree with the use of terrorism?
I don't agree with the use of terrorism. I agree with the use of terrorism. I'm not willing, personally, to be engaged by police.
So you agree with the killing of innocent human beings?
I'm not willing to say that, no. I'm willing to say that I have long been an admirer of the idea of terrorism as a political tool.
Well, if you say that you're an admirer of terrorism as a political tool...
But Mr. Rainer, I didn't really come on your program to talk politics. I came on your program to talk about this game, you know.
Yeah, but you made a statement that is that underlies your argument here, that you have a admiration for the use of terrorism.
I said I admire it as a political tool. I did not say that I am willing to go out and practice terrorism as it's currently practiced, because I like to think that I'm smarter than most terrorists. The problem with terrorists, obviously, is that they kill themselves in the process, and they get and if they don't, they get arrested and they're incarcerated for the rest of their lives, and that to me is not intelligent. I think for the very first time in the history of certainly of gaming, and in the first time in the history of modern society, we're able to move terrorism up a notch and make it something that you survive, that you're able to affect the terrorist aim, and you don't get arrested by the police. So that's an evolution, you know. And to say that I admire terrorists, I don't admire terrorists today because they wind up, like I said, either getting killed or they wind up going to jail.
Other than that, you're fine with what they do.
Well, it's hard to be fine with what they do when it essentially fails. With Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, this is an evolution of terrorism that allows you to practice terrorism and not be arrested for it. And you saw yourself, Mr. Henry, that clip. The realism of it is hard to argue with, and it obviously scared people that saw it, and I'm sure that it even scared some of the people in your audience that heard it. And so that tells me that, you know, this is very effective. And what we're able to do with this game is practice terrorism and again, avoid the detection of police action or obvious mortal wound that is going to, end your life.
All right, what do you say to people who say to you that you're not practicing terrorism at all? You're a guy sitting playing a game.
You know what, I would invite them to sit down with me and watch me play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and walk out of that room feeling like they haven't been terrorized, because they will. And I can only tell you this, Mr. Henry, people that say that, they haven't seen, they haven't seen Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I mean, these guys go into the airport, they gun down everybody in sight, and you're terrorized by it.
Well, how do you, if you say that you like the idea of terrorism, you just don't want to be arrested by the police, how do you terrorize somebody playing Call of Duty?
Well, that's a very common question, and I know a lot of people that ask it generally are very condescending when they ask it, but I can tell you this right now, and you can trust me on this. If you sit, if you came over to my house on a Saturday morning, okay, and you sat down on my couch next to me while I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, maybe level 2, you would be terrorized.
And how am I going to be terrorized, man?
Because you're watching me gunning down innocent human beings in the most realistic way that has ever been put into a game, and it's unrelenting. The effects are real.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeff, it doesn't sound like something that's going to terrorize me.
Well, it's easy for you to say. It's easy for you to say, but that's why I'm one of the top gamers, because when I play Modern Warfare, 2, it will terrorize you. And the other thing is, when you ask me how do you terrorize people, if I stand in a Federal Express office, or I'm standing in line to go see a movie over at the Montclair 5, or I'm with my girlfriend at Macy's or something, and I say, while she's buying perfume or she's getting pantyhose or something, and I say, I killed 35 civilians at a Russian airport yesterday, I can guarantee you, that...
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, well, I can guarantee you that the people within earshot are going to be terrorized and the effect will be real, okay? So...
All right, but what you're telling me is the way you terrorize people with Call of Duty 4 is by having me come to your house and sit down and watch you play the game.
Well, you're making it sound like I'm inviting you over to have, pancakes. That's not what... You're going to be terrorized. And again, for the gamer, for me, who does see the terrorism as a legitimate political tool, but I'm smarter than the average terrorist because I want to live and I don't want to be in prison in Yemen, or something like that, Mr. Henry?
Right.
I can use this game and affect the same kind of a political outcome and not suffer those consequences.
Well, I have to get back and ask Jeff here in a moment, what political gains will he make playing Call of Duty 4? It's a very violent game. This is Jeff Dowder on the line with us, who's a gamer, who says he believes in the idea of terrorism as a political tool. He just doesn't like the idea of police intervention. But by playing Call of Duty 4, which shows very graphically people being murdered in an airport, you can be a terrorist and still remain alive and out of police custody. 877, so I guess the question here, Bud, is, can you actually be what you think you're being when you're playing a game?
In a lot of ways you can, because people laugh at that, but you can. You do become and have the skills of those people in a game and everything.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL. Talking about Call of Duty 4, a violent, violent video game that's been released. It shows graphic terrorist violence. Jeff Dowder is our guest. He's a big fan of this game. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
There's a lot of things you can do, other than just sit and have flapjacks.
Jeff Dowder joins us. He is a gamer, and he's a big fan of Call of Duty 4. It is called Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, actually, but it's known as Call of Duty 4. And this is a very graphic video game that has a segment of violence, terrorist violence, where Russian terrorists go into an airport and kill everyone in sight. And it's very graphic. It is extremely vivid. You have said that you believe terrorism, Jeff, is a legitimate political tool. You like the idea of being a terrorist, but you just don't want to be arrested. And so this game does everything that a terrorist can do, but you don't get arrested. What about killing people?
Well, what do you mean, what about killing people? I mean, you're not killing people.
No, but I mean in real life, if you've got no problem with terrorism, have you got a problem with killing people?
Mr. Henry, that's a trick. No, I don't have a problem with killing people. I mean, I am not a person who is comfortable with blood, but that's got nothing to do with not wanting to kill people. You need to understand something. There's a difference. I do have phobias like we all do, but I would be happy to kill people, but I do have, and I'm saying that, I know that your audience would take exception to that. I'm saying as a pure terrorist, if I was a pure terrorist, that I would, but I don't want to get arrested.
But if you weren't going to get arrested, do you have a problem with killing people?
If I wasn't going to get arrested, then it wouldn't be against the law, and I wouldn't have to do it, would I?
But do you have a problem with killing people?
I just said to you, if I admire terrorism as a political tool, no, I don't. But the Call of Duty 4 is superior to terrorism that we know about because it's virtual, and yet you still create terror. Okay?
So, well, what is this thing about you not wanting... You have a phobia against blood?
I know what you're trying to do, and what you're trying to do is you're trying to discredit me in the gaming world. Because
no, I'm not trying to discredit anything. You said that you admire terrorism as a...
I have what is called hemophobia, which is a fear of massive amounts of blood. That, however, that's got nothing to do with not wanting to kill people.
So you'd kill people if they didn't bleed?
You know, like I said, Mr. Henry, if you want to discredit me in the gaming world, that's fine.
No, but I think I'm being logical. You would kill people if they didn't bleed.
I have no fear of killing people, and if you saw me in Call of Duty 4, you'd see that I am relentless and ruthless. I slaughter everybody in the airport. I slaughter them and slaughter them. I keep on slaughtering them. I got no fear, and if you saw me, you'd be terrorized by it, okay?
But you won't do it in real life because you don't want to get arrested, and you're afraid of blood.
I'm not afraid of it. I have a problem with it. And I'll tell you one other thing. You can say all you want about whether you think I'm, you know, afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it. This is a way better way of terrorism. Because you can terrorize. A kid comes over to your house on a Saturday morning. He gets terrorized. Within 5 minutes, he's out the door, okay? And you can terrorize at a... Like I say, if my girlfriend was buying a cage for her cat at a pet store, and I terrorized the people in the pet store just by saying that I'd slaughtered, you know, all these people in Russia. So these are things that you don't think about and your audience doesn't think about. These are mind images that are very, very real and are placed into the mind of the people that you're around.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
Well, what? I mean, you know, you go, oh, yeah, okay.
No, I find your excuses and your explanations to be a little bit bizarre, but let's go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Michael in Charleston, South Carolina. Michael, you're on with Jeff Dowder here as we talk about Call of Duty 4. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Jeff? I got a question for you.
I'm good.
If you can't differentiate between reality and a gaming world, how can you have a valid opinion? You have to realize that.
I can differentiate.
There's a reset button. In the real world where everybody else lives, there's no reset button. You can play whatever video game you want, but at the end of the day, when you're playing video games, there's a reset button. You can pretend
What's
to be a
terrorist.
What's the point
of terrorism? What's the point of terrorism?
Plumber. You can pretend to be a dragon in the third level of whatever universe you decide to create in a video game. But so the rest of us, the 9-to-5 working every day, people that aren't gamers, as you'd call them, no, the people that actually run this country, that make this country work and make it great, and give you the freedom to have the day off to play video games all day, we can differentiate between when we're playing video games and when we're associating with real, actual people.
If you were terrorized, though, by Call of Duty,
you
would be terrorized. You'd be terrorized by it.
I could sit in your living room on a Saturday afternoon and watch your television and watch you pretend to kill people on your TV, and that's just... That's silly. That's not terrorism.
No. That's what I'm saying about this game. Yeah, but you don't understand about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That's why I'm saying it's a step above. It's a step up. If you've seen the graphics.
A game.
You can say it. Yeah. Hey, you want to know something, man? Life is just life.
Well, aren't real? That's just a game, man.
No, I mean, yeah, and you know what I could also say? Your life is just your life. I could dismiss
yeah,
that.
It's just
you know,
my life.
You're
right.
You know that your life is, you know your life's got more involved than just me saying it's your life. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I'm saying to you that in Modern Warfare 2, you would be terrorized if you came over to my house like
and I'd love to
any Saturday
sit
morning.
On your couch on a Saturday and watch you play your silly video
game. Really? Really?
Yes,
you'd like
great.
To be, you'd want to be terrorized.
How do you know that this man would be terrorized?
Well,
there's no way you could possibly terrorize me watching your television. I'm sorry. That's
no,
what
you're not
you're
just
going to play a Friday the 13th movie and scare me with it. It's just on the TV. It's not
no,
real,
no,
man.
Different. It's different,
it's
man.
Real.
I am operating Friday the 13th is different because that's a film, man. Friday the 13th is different. It's a movie. I'm talking about an interactive game where I'm terrorizing
game.
You. I'm slaughtering. Oh, really? Okay.
Man. huge difference.
Let me ask you something, man. Let me ask you just one question, then. Okay, let me ask you one question, man. So you'd be okay with seeing people get slaughtered before your eyes? Okay, yeah, sure.
Well, that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, he is. He's saying he's cool with that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. All right, thank you, sir. We'll be back with Jeff Dowder on Modern Warfare 2 and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Jeff Dowder, who is a gamer from Temple City, California, as we talk about a very controversial new video game called Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. It is known colloquially among gamers as Call of Duty 4. The reason why we're bringing this up, and I would suggest if you don't know the game, you can go to YouTube. There's a very graphic sequence from the game. We played the audio from it. And when I say graphic, it's appalling, really. These are some terrorists, Russian terrorists, allegedly, who walk into an airport and cut down everybody in sight with these automatic weapons. It's graphic in the sense that you see people trying to get up, and they're killed as they try to get up. I mean, it's every kind of nightmare one can imagine in a scene like that. And, Mr. Dowder, you've said some things here that, to say that they're controversial, you say that you admire terrorism as a political tool. You say that you admire terrorists using it, and yet you don't want to go out and kill people or to be arrested. You would rather do this through this video game, which you say can terrorize people equally.
Come over to my house on a Saturday. My sister's getting her ears pierced on Saturday about 10 o'clock. You come over, sit down, and watch as I go to work. I mean, I do some serious chopping. My gaming tag is Audie Murphy, and I'm known in game rooms just about everywhere. People know that I'm serious, and I go in and I do some serious chopping. And for people to laugh at me and say that you're not living in the real world, you'll be terrorized. You played the clip, and you said that it was disturbing. Okay.
I would think that's a long way from being terrorized.
Well, now you're just qualifying it, and you're playing a semantical game. You said that it was disturbing, so you were terrorized just by the clip that you saw. If you saw me, I slaughter everything in sight. And when I say that I don't want to go to jail, okay, I don't want to go to jail. I don't even think terrorists want to go to jail. And the only reason why I don't want to go to jail, and I'll tell you very honestly, is because I've got a phobia about, going number two in front of other inmates. I mean, it sounds silly.
You don't want to go to jail because you don't want to go to bathroom in front of other inmates, but it has nothing to do with being incarcerated?
No, I don't care. I don't care about losing my freedom for the things that I believe in. And to the question of why I don't kill real people, I do have a fear of blood, but it's not because I don't want to kill people. In the game, Call of Duty 4, there's a lot of blood, and I suck it up. And there are times when I am getting faint, and where I do feel like I'm going to throw up or faint. But I go through it, and I go through it.
Well, if you go through it in the game, why not go through it in real life?
The only difference is the smell. There's no smell of, they don't have any smell-o-vision or anything on Call of Duty, but the fact is,
so you'd go out and you'd kill human beings if you didn't have a fear of blood and if you did not have a fear of going to the bathroom in front of other inmates. Is this what you're saying?
Again, you are trying to discredit me in the eyes of other gamers. I said to you that this is a terrorist. Terrorism is a legitimate political tool.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm using your words. I'm repeating your words back to you. That terrorism is a legitimate political tool, as you just said. That killing people, I assume, is a legitimate political tool.
Yeah, but you didn't remember the thing that I said about 20 minutes ago, which makes it all make sense. And that is, this game, Call of Duty, is a way more superior way of terrorizing somebody than to go in and actually do it. But all I can tell you is, and the guy that was on the phone the last time, go ahead, man. I dare you to come over to my house and watch me go to work in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
We'll be terrorized.
You will. Yes, you will. And you can laugh about it, but yeah, you'll be fully terrorized.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Jeff Dowder here about Call of Duty 4, which is a graphic game to the point where he says people who watch other people play it will be terrorized. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jeff Dowder. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Jeff? I'm sorry, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
Phil, I think it's actually, I think it's a bit ridiculous to be claiming that some sort of game is some sort of reality. To be under the assumption that...
Yeah, no, I already went through this with the other guy. What didn't you hear, man? It's total reality.
Well, it's total reality.
I just went through this with that guy from South Carolina. This dude from South Carolina had a better question than you, and you're in Boston.
I can only tell you that
most of the people that have watched me play this game, you know, are terrorized.
It doesn't necessarily matter where you're at.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and tell me, what is that again, man, about how it's just a game? Because I already went through
the... Well, the guy's asking the question on his own. Let him ask.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's your question? What's your question?
It's not really a question. It's more of a statement than anything, and I think it's a reality.
That you heard the other guy make. Yeah, go ahead.
Will you let this guy talk, please?
I think the reality of it is that I have no problem against gamers. I have no problem against any game whatsoever. When you say that,
well, that's nice to know.
I'm sorry. When you say that I'm going to come over and I'm going to sit in your basement and I'm going to watch you play a game, like literally a game.
Right, man. Like I said to the other guy, man. It's very realistic.
It doesn't matter.
All right, okay. All right, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Aaron. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Aaron, in Merced, California, on the Phil Hendry Show with Jeff Dowder. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Fine.
Good. I just want to say that the scene in Call of Duty, I have the game myself. I'm an avid gamer. Then you know what I'm talking about. Well, it's a fairy tale. It's a scene in the game to portray how terrible it is, and it's a story mechanism. It's not to portray terrorists and to be a terrorist. It's just to say that you can be in the shoes of a terrorist.
You can be in the shoes of a terrorist and play that game.
It shows you it's such a realistic game, and it's so violent. And that scene is a very violent scene. I was blown away when I first played it, and I can't imagine that happening in real life. And it's like it can happen in real life because in the game
you can imagine what it's like to go in and slaughter. You could go and slaughter a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. It's very realistic.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's not real. It's a fantasy.
Okay, let me ask you something, man. You do a lot of gaming? You do regular fests and stuff like that? Because I do at my house, all right?
I'm in the middle of a game right now. I'm playing online.
Okay. If you invite a friend over on, say, Saturday and have him sit down next to you, you're telling me he wouldn't be terrorized?
What's going to terrorize the guy?
No, man, I'm asking this guy because
he's going to be like, you know, like, wow, this is... pretty crazy stuff. If this would really happen, that would be unbelievable. I mean, it's pretty scary.
Well, how good are you, man? Because if you're good enough, I mean, I'm good. If you're good enough, good. You would be able to terrorize him.
How are you going to terrorize the guy, man, if he knows that you're playing a game?
Because he's looking at how ruthless you are and butchering everybody up. Ain't that right?
No.
Man,
Aaron.
What? Well, if you're online right now, are you in what game? Are you in a room right now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guarantee whoever you're playing, you can terrorize them to the point where they. I mean, I don't want them to call the cops on you or anything, and they couldn't because you would be in violation of no law. But they would definitely.
Nobody is terrorized by this.
Feel like there is a threat to their city.
Story mechanism is like a book or a movie that deals with terrorism.
You, Yeah, but if you do it good enough.
It's a thinking tool.
Okay, dude, I don't mean anything by this, man, but what if I were to tell you that you sound terrorized just talking to me right now?
I'm not terrorized. I'm playing my game.
Okay, I mean, fine, but, you know, all I'm saying is if you play the game well enough, people will feel terrorized to the point where they feel there is some sort of a threat to their, you know, I don't know, county or state.
Oh, come on, man. Are you telling me some cat's going to go out of a gaming room and call the cops?
I said that they're not going to call the
cops. This guy, I don't know where you got this guy, but...
No, man, I'm telling you, I got Modern Warfare 2 today, man. I've been playing it all day, and I terrorized the hell out of everybody, so you guys know what you're talking about.
I waited 3 hours to get this game, and...
Yeah. Well, let me ask you that, Aaron, this is Phil. Aaron, this is Phil. Is it a good game? Are you enjoying yourself? Prompting you to want to go out?
This game is amazing, and it's amazing because of the fact of it's so realistic. Because
I see.
It shows you what can happen in the real world. If this would really happen in the world, it shows there's a scene.
What are you asking this guy? This is capital. What I've been saying the whole hour, man, and you're listening to him?
He's telling me something that is rooted in reality. He's saying it shows you what possibly could happen. It gives you a sense of what happens, but it doesn't. It is not actual terrorism, Jeff.
It's just like if you watch a movie that just gives you a feeling. It's not going to terrorize you. You're not going to go home and sleep over it.
You're not in the movie in this game. You're in the game. You just chopped up little kids. I've played that game, man. Guys are getting up. And so a lot of times I'll stand over them, and I'll just keep firing bullets into them until, like, it severs the torso.
It's just fun.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, listen, thank you for your call, man. It's good to get another review of that. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on here to Stephen on the Phil Hendry Show with Jeff Dowder as we talk about Call of Duty 4. Stephen, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff,
I don't think you're giving me enough. You're not giving me enough credit.
Yeah. Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hey. Does this guy still live with his mother? Does he have anything better to do at this time?
Oh, I get that from a lot of people. I'm a competitive gamer. I win cash prizes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Yeah, so that's making money.
Do you live at home, though?
Yeah, so, I live at home. Why did you think I live at home?
Because you said something about your sister going out to get her ears pierced. You said your sister's going to go get her ears pierced.
Who thinks in this day and age after 9/11 that terrorism is respectful or a useful tool? Are you kidding me? You're the You're a tool.
I'm saying I'm a tool. If I go into an airport and start slaughtering people, who's the tool? Okay? And I'm saying my sister's getting her ears pierced at 10 on Saturday morning, okay? You come over to my house and watch me start slaughtering people.
How would you like if I came over to your house and started slaughtering your family? I mean, how would you feel about that? Is that a useful tool?
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? I'm talking about going to an airport and chopping people up.
In a game.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy just said he wants to come to my house, and that means he's going to get arrested and maybe killed. What would that do? I'm doing terrorism where you don't get arrested and you don't get killed.
How can you even use terrorism as a useful word as an American here after what's happened in 9/11? How is that useful to you or anyone else?
Got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
Are you an
American? You got to do what you got to do. Huh?
Are you an American?
I think so, yeah. Are you?
If you're an American,
are you?
I'm very much an American. But I'll tell you, if you're an American, you're not using terrorism as a good word, buddy.
What happens if I get a kid over to my house who's a Muslim and I terrorize him? Okay, are you saying that's not good?
No, that's not good.
Why not? I'm an American.
Did you get picked on when you were a kid or something? I mean,
no, man. I asked a pretty good question. If I terrorized a Muslim with Call of Duty 4, which I could do easily,
These guys have been thinking what they're doing is right for 1,000 years. They think they're going to get.
I'm not talking about them, man. I'm saying using American style terrorism.
You just said you terrorize Muslims. Well,
yeah,
you know what?
Using Call of Duty.
Excuse me.
Now you say I am terrorizing them. So you don't even know what you're
talking
about.
You're going to terrorize them. Fighting this war for years, they'll keep fighting for more. You think your philosophy is going to change anything? That's ridiculous, dude.
What about, man?
You need a life.
You said that I'm terrorizing a Muslim using a gaming system. That's American, and that's an American way of doing it.
You think that's
using
work?
A gaming?
You just said it would, because you were saying, "Oh man, you're going to be terrorizing a Muslim. What's that about?"
No,
so
you
admit that it will work.
You think you are?
I didn't say paralyzed.
Not,
you're
not your language, buddy.
No, dude, you just admitted to it, so, you know, I sunk that at the buzzer.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, thanks for your call, sir. 877, thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Hold the line here, Jeff. We'll be back with Jeff Dowder as he talks about Call of Duty 4, which is a game. It's a violent game. It's a graphically violent game. But Mr. Dowder feels it's so graphically violent that it makes you a terrorist when you play it, and anybody watching you play it is terrorized. And hence, it's very effective. You don't get arrested and you don't kill anybody. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Now, you mentioned I'm on with Jeff Dowder, final few minutes with your phone calls, 877-876-PHIL. And we have Jeff Dowder on the line with us as we talk about Call of Duty 4, or as it is known, officially, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, a graphic, violent game that shows an incident of terrorism in an airport. Now, you mentioned putting an ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, I put an ad out on Craigslist because I wanted somebody who was really, really a good, you know, a really proficient at Call of Duty 4, and I got a Muslim kid, and his game tag was, Allahu Akbar, and mine was Audie Murphy, so I'm thinking it's on, you know. So anyway, so I email his kid, he's, you know, and I terrorized him all over the place. Okay, now, is that bad? On account of I'm terrorizing him for America. Okay.
That doesn't make any difference if he's Muslim or not. The question, Jeff, is can you honestly terrorize somebody with a game? And you've heard people say over and over and over again, it's a game. How can you terrorize somebody with a game?
And I've answered the question by saying it is so realistic. The graphics are so realistic. And when you see me play it, I'm butchering everybody inside. I'm machine gunning. I told you that I stand over people and I empty the magazine into them until it severs, you know, until it severs them. Okay, Mr. Henry?
So what, man? It's a video machine gun you're holding. It's not a real one.
But the sheer of what I'm doing. Forget about the guy that I'm shooting is fake. It's me. What am I doing? I'm doing it so viciously and in a terrorism way. That's the part that I'm saying.
So, all right, I'm sitting there with you Saturday morning. Your sister's getting her ears pierced. Your mom took her to the mall, so we have the house to ourselves.
Well, I'm not talking about like some gay hookup.
I understand that. Okay, so we're at your house.
Yeah, and I'm playing. You're sitting on the couch, okay? You're going to see me in a way that you never imagined that I would be. And I'm going through an airport and slaughtering people. You go right into the men's room and kick open the stall door, and there's a guy, you know, sitting there, you know, having a, you know, getting one done, and you just chop him up, next stall, and go down. You go to the laser. I mean, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
And this is coming from a guy that would be arrested were it not for the fact that you don't want to have a bowel movement in front of other inmates.
Well, you know, like I said, Mr. Henry, if you want to discredit my reputation in the gaming world, I mean, it doesn't hurt me.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jeff Dowder. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, Phil. How's it going?
Good morning.
I have one
good,
question
sir.
For you there, Jeff. Have you ever held a real weapon, fired a real weapon other than your gamepad? Because until then, you can't say what you're going to do. Okay?
That is a real weapon when you see me use it.
It's a game pad. Come on, man. I was in the military. I've done it.
Yeah. I know the feeling. You don't know nothing until you can actually hold a weapon in your hand, point it at a person, and pull that trigger. Other than that, I don't want to hear a word from you.
Hey,
it's
man.
It's a game, dude.
No, if the effect is that it terrorizes a guy, okay, tell me about
you
it.
You ain't going to terrorize me with the game. I'll terrorize you with a weapon to your head. What are you going to do?
Oh, really?
Will I get arrested?
Look at that.
Probably not. You're going to get caught.
You're telling me that if you sat next to me at my house and I'm cutting people up left and right, and you're going, I'm really bored. I don't think so.
You don't know nothing until you can hold a weapon in your hand. Hey, thanks, Phil. This guy here is.
Fine, man. But how many people have you cut? How many people have you killed? Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
I can't count that.
All right, thank you. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming back with news on that guy that got tasered 6 times in the Vatican and aliens and everything else.
Phil Hendry.